News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Paid leave will be offered to women who miscarry before 23 weeks of pregnancy and women who have an abortion before 12 weeks and after 12 in exceptional circumstances. This is under new plans being considered by the government. Plans to answer something that the Labour Party has been pushing now along these lines for several years. And with us is Labour TD for Dublin Central and their spokesperson on health, Marie Sherlock. Marie, does this deliver what you have wanted? Because this has been on your agenda for some time.
Good morning, Anton, and good morning to all your listeners. Well, look, it's 5 years now, it's half a decade since we in the Labour Party introduced legislation in the Seanad, and it passed all stages in the Seanad back in 2021. So we are, I suppose, very much welcome the government's announcement that they are going to move in this space. It is important to say that then Minister for Children, Equality and Disability, Roderick O'Gorman, commissioned a report a number of years ago, and there is a report sitting in that department since 2024, very clearly stating that there should be a paid leave for those experiencing early miscarriage. So to the government's proposals, well, look, we've yet to see the detail of them. At the moment, from the report in the Sunday Independent yesterday, there's a suggestion that there will be provision for 5 days leave. Our bill very clearly made provision for 20 days leave. We know in the north it's 2 weeks leave. And the reality is that we know that for women, early miscarriage, early pregnancy loss is not just a health issue, but it's a workplace issue.
Well, and can we get into some of the details of it, Marie? And I do need to put a caveat around it, which is to say, obviously, it is a sensitive area and we don't wish to cause offence, but the details do matter in this context. You mentioned, and rather, the legislation has in a number, the Labour position has number mentioned, leave in the case of abortion before 12 weeks. And I think that may be one of the things that people will prick up their ears about. What is it that you want in cases of abortion?
So actually, just to be clear, we haven't mentioned abortion in our legislation at all. I noticed that was reported yesterday in the media report yesterday. So what we'll have to hear from Minister Peter Burke and from government as to what exactly they are planning in this regard. However, I suppose our bill very clearly spoke about pregnancy loss and I suppose whether that happens through spontaneous miscarriage or indeed through termination, I suppose that would be covered by what we were talking about in our legislation.
The leave that you were suggesting in that context?
So our leave, fundamentally, there's two pieces to our bill. Firstly, there is with regards to early miscarriage. So we know that there's about 14,000 women in this country every year, about 15% of all pregnancies that end due to early miscarriage. So early miscarriage is defined as up to 23 weeks or pregnancies less than 400 grams. And again, I want to be sensitive to anybody listening out there, but it's after 23 weeks or if a birth is after over 400 grams, then a woman is entitled to maternity leave. Under that, she is entitled to nothing, no recognition within the social welfare or indeed the employment leave system in this country. The second key part of our bill.
But
can I just be very clear, Anton? There was two parts to our bill. The second was with regards to reproductive fertility treatment leave as well, because we know that one in six couples have to go through fertility treatment leave. Now, unfortunately, the government hasn't addressed that in their legislation. It's something we will continue to pursue. You asked the question, what are we looking for? Well, we are looking for up to 4 weeks leave for a woman who experiences early miscarriage.
Now, when you say experiences early miscarriage, that does mean in that context what you are saying is that there should be 4 weeks leave made available to a woman who has a voluntary termination.
So as I explained, Anton, we never actually spoke about a termination. And let me be very clear.
But it's the material end result of what your bill would seek, isn't it?
No, well, actually, sorry, the government now have introduced this and they need to explain what exactly they mean. Like, I suppose my starting point in all of this is those who have experienced spontaneous miscarriage. And we know that there's about 14,000 of those women across the country. And we know that in many workplaces, whether you're a teacher, whether you are in customer service, whether you are in many parts of the workforce, you can't simply just take days
off. But the design of your proposed legislation would encompass both those who have had involuntary miscarriage and those who have had voluntary termination, if I understand it correctly.
Well, we are very clear that we need to have compassionate leave for women who need it the most. And we know that whether you experience spontaneous miscarriage or whether a woman feels the need to have a termination, obviously she has to be afforded compassionate space within the workplace. And of course,
if the government then, because obviously that would be, I assume, a politically, whether right or wrong, it would be a politically sensitive provision to have within legislation. If they exclude women who have had voluntary terminations, would you have problems with that?
Of course I would. But my concern here, actually, if I be very honest, Anton, is that all the conversation now is going to focus on the women who have terminations and not talk about the women who find themselves with much wanted pregnancies and spontaneously miscarriage. And that is the starting point of the conversation here, recognising that this happens to many women across this country, and at a time where they need leave most, we have to afford them compassion. Leave. It's far too many women are ending up having to take sick leave or annual leave. And as we know, pregnancy, you are not sick. And so we have to recognise, in line with what has happened in other countries, the North introduced it in April of this year. We know it's been in New Zealand, in Malta, many other countries. And as I say, there is a very detailed report sitting within the Department of Children and Equality and Disability, conducted by obstetricians and researchers out of UCC, the Places Research Group in UCC in Cork, which very clearly sets out that we need to have a compassionate health leave for women experiencing early pregnancy loss in this country. And so we are very much welcome what the government the kite that they have floated yesterday in the front of the Sunday Independent. We need to see more detail. And indeed. We look forward to our bill being scrutinised by the committee, the Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment over the coming weeks.
Marie, thank you very much. Marie Sherlock there, Labour TD for Dublin Central and their spokesperson on health.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.